Good evening and welcome to Public Media M1's English Language News, Hungary Reports. I'm Hajnalka Tóth with today's news from Hungary and the Carpathian Basin. Let's get started. Sousse, one of the biggest seaside touristic cities in Tunisia, has become almost completely empty. 38 people were killed by a terrorist on the beach on Thursday. Up until now, there is no news of any Hungarian victims, but many Hungarians were and are on holiday at the popular Mediterranean seaside destination. The Hungarian Minister of Foreign Affairs and Trade said that tourists of four Hungarian travel agencies are in Tunisia, altogether 890 of them. But this number is subject to change based on departing and arriving charter flights. Péter Szijjártó added that to our knowledge, there were nine Hungarians staying in the hotel complex where the attack happened.
Based on the information from our consuls, Hungarian tourists are mostly calm under the circumstances, but we do know about a few tourists who would like to return home early. Only travel agencies can tell exactly how many of these people are still in Tunisia. We trust the agencies with guests in Tunisia will act responsibly if there are requests of early return.
A group of Hungarians returned home Friday night from Tunisia. Luckily, their vacation was ending anyway. They told M1 those who stayed are anxious and they try to stay in their hotels.
Hungarians arriving home from Tunisia hugged their loved ones, some even in tears at least Ferenc Airport. Many of their vacation ended on Friday, so they returned home relieved. One of the travelers, whose housing was 5 kilometers from the site of the tragedy, told Envoy News that lots of people decided to return home early. We were there some bathing when all of a sudden people came running, panicked, and told us that not far away this tragedy happened. We didn't know the number of injured at the time. We went and looked for our tour guide to tell us everyone was watching TV to know more, said Sándor Szermeci. He also told us that he has friends who are still in Tunisia, but they'll be returning home in a day. They told me that they cannot simply stay two more nights. They'll manage for one, but they are not sure they won't be able to get any sleep. So the last night there will be a tough one, said Mr. Szermeci. His wife added that Hungarians on holiday in Tunisia are afraid. Those of them who decided to stay until the end of their trip don't leave their hotels. Well, we had friends who were staying for 2 weeks. They decided to stay. They were afraid, but they say they won't leave their hotel, but they'll stay, said Mrs. Szermeci. Many Hungarians were staying close to the site of the tragedy during the holiday. When they heard news of the attack, they stayed put. We were just about to go shopping, and just then a Hungarian family arrived by cab, and they heard the news from the taxi driver and in a shopping mall. Locals told the family that everything was okay, but they didn't think it was okay, so they returned to the hotel, and so we also stayed there, said Christina Kinyo. Many holidaymakers would start their trip in Tunisia in the next few days. Most travel agencies offer the possibility of choosing a new destination or delaying the trip.
Reading and writing education in two languages simultaneously, in Slovenian and Hungarian, has proven to be a prosperous method in elementary schools. The approach was first tried out as an experiment 3 years ago. According to evaluation and surveys, students studying using this method have great results. The dual language system will be launched in more schools starting this fall.
I speak Hungarian with my mom, says Ria in Hungarian, and in Slovenian with my dad. We use both languages in school, she adds in Slovenian. Up to now, Slovenian-Hungarian parents had to decide which language their children will learn to read and write in school. Many choose Slovenian, thinking that their child's future at the expense of the Hungarian language. But from now on, children who speak both Slovenian and Hungarian have the chance to learn both languages at high level in the dual language schools. It isn't difficult at all for the children. If anything, it enriches their knowledge. They get to know two cultures, two nations, said a parent. The success of the method is proved by the newest official surveys. Tests show that if children know both languages well enough at the start of the school, they'll be able to meet all requirements and objectives later on as well, said this worker at the National Education Institute of Slovenia. In the past 3 years in Lendva, a fourth of students who have learned both languages at the native language level, and starting from September, 30% of the first graders will choose this option. Multiple dual language schools in Muravidék will also adopt this method starting this fall.
Citizens have decided to take a stand against Ozomureş chemical plant's pollution in Marosvásárhely. For now, they're collecting signatures online, but the objective is to close the factory. Environmentalists say the plant has been poisoning the city's air for decades. However, the organizers know that it could be a difficult feat to shut down the plant.
Construction of the Ozomureş chemical combine started just 50 years ago. About 2,700 people currently work at the largest industrial facility in Marosvásárhely. Its main product is fertilizer, of which it produces 1 million tons a year. The company is a significant taxpayer in the city, but even so, most locals would support the closure of the factory, because the materials they use pollute the air and create an unpleasant smell. In the past years, environmentalists and the Environment Protection Agency have kept a close eye on the factory. Just this year, Ozomureş was fined 3 times for exceeding pollution limits. Representative of the factory recognized that they sometimes surpass thresholds, but they claim that thanks to their ongoing improvements, people living in the area can expect a significant improvement. We initiated negotiations with the representative of the group and once again assured them that we are constantly developing the factory's works, said the spokesperson of the company. However, locals aren't reassured by the promises. Their opinion is that the only final solution would be to close down the plant. However, that would be difficult to achieve. A petition in itself doesn't solve anything, but a submission with scientific reasoning and the thousands of people behind a petition could be more vigorous, said Sándor Gáspár. Environmentalists say that the factory's operational permit and its environmental regulations is too tolerant, while the fines and penalties that can be used against them aren't actually a restraining force for such a huge facility.
9 horses went up against each other this year at the Hatvan Gallop. Races were going on all day at the track in the center of the town. The event was not only a final in preparation for the National Gallop in Budapest, but different kinds of races took place as well. Chariot racers and young riders also competed. Altogether, 18 races will be organized all around the country and 3 outside our borders.
A parade of traditional hussars commenced the gallop in Hatvan. This is the 3rd year of the pre-race for the National Gallop was organized in the city. The first lap started after 11 a.m. on Friday. The audience also saw the first chariot driving race in Hatvan, but young riders weren't forgotten either. A small hussar race was organized for them. I'm really excited. I hope that everything will go well. We did everything we could in preparation, said Boru Korubos. Altogether, 11 pre-races precede the gallop in the capital. The winners of each race can represent their towns at the National Gallop. If we take the pre-races into account, then almost 300,000 cities take part. 72 of them go on to Budapest to the final in September, and these 11 events basically cover the whole country, said Vilmos Lázár. Many were curious to see the pre-race in Hatvan, children and adults alike. It's a very scenic event. A lot of people came and many of them young adults. We have to teach our children and grandchildren what a beautiful thing horse races and horses themselves are, said the state secretary. The final race of the gallop in Hatvan started on Friday at 6 p.m. The fastest contestant was Nicolette Poyak with her horse Monaco. A national gallop will be organized in Budapest at the end of September.
That was all for today from our team here at M1. Don't forget to tune in to Hungary Reports tomorrow night at 11:45 p.m. Thanks for watching and good night.